Good evening, John Berman here in for Anderson. Tonight, the Trump administration's battle with the free press, or as I just heard on Fox News, the administration's effort to spoon feed information and have that be the story. And as Fox says, that's not journalism. A deadline has just passed, issued by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, for news organizations, including CNN, to agree to unprecedented new restrictions on how they report on the Pentagon. Hegseth's press office is requiring reporters to sign a pledge not to obtain or use any material that is not officially released by the DOD, even if the information is unclassified. Any journalist who does not sign the pledge risks losing access to the Pentagon. Now, practically speaking, it would give Secretary Hegseth the power to punish virtually any news coverage he does not like. President Trump and Secretary Hegseth were asked about it late today at the White House.
Mr. President, will you consider removing new restrictions on the press that reported the Pentagon? And have you spoken to Secretary Hegseth about this?
I have, yeah. Well, he's finding, I think I can speak for him. I'll let him speak for himself. But I think he finds the press to be very disruptive in terms of world peace and maybe security for our nation. Press is very dishonest.
Maybe the policy should look like the White House or other military installations where you have to wear a badge that identifies that you're press, or you can't just roam anywhere you want. It used to be, Mr. President, the press could go anywhere, pretty much anywhere in the Pentagon, the most classified area in the world. Or also that if they sign on to the credentialing, they're not going to try to get soldiers to break the law by giving them classified information. So it's common sense stuff, Mr. President. We're trying to make sure national security is respected, and we're proud of the policy.